Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Can we be real? Hello. How
are
you
doing?
Hi.
How are we?
Oh, terrific. Thanks. I'm excited. I've got Rihanna news. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. I love these guys.
ASAP Rocky, I haven't heard his name for ages.
Oh, he's her man. He's her fancy man. And they had another baby recently. I wish they were my neighbours. I love these guys. I reckon I could hang out a bit with Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Just chatting, you know, in the driveway as I'm checking the mail and they're going out, maybe loading the kids into the car.
Sure.
You know,
what's the conversation?
Oh, just about like the weather, obviously. You know, what's
and
going
she's
on.
Like, she'd obviously mention.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you take an umbrella.
Yes, of course.
And she'd sing it for you.
Good bags.
She probably would, because I wouldn't, because I'd go, I'm not going to do the umbrella joke. But okay. If she did, I'd love it, you know. Yeah, of course. And ASAP probably, oh, God, you girls. And, yeah, I'd maybe comment on their garden if it's coming along nicely totally. And say, oh, God, mine's a mess. And, you know, they go, oh, no, it's fine, girl. And, you know, it'd just be fun like that.
Fine, girl.
It'd just be fun like that, you know. Yeah. And let me tell you why I think they would be this couple. They went on a date. This is just a couple of days ago. This is Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Don't forget who we're talking about. It's really important that you don't. Because they went to a place called Color Me Mine in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
You've been to Beverly Hills, right?
I sure have. Yeah. Rodeo Drive.
Rodeo Drive. Isn't LA a funny, funny place?
I love it. People don't like it. I like it.
I like it too. It's so funny you say that because I remember before I went there, people saying to me, "It's Beverly Hills is so different to what you expect."
Sure.
And a lot of people said, and it's horrible. It's hideous.
It's a concrete jungle, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you like entertainment, it's fun.
Sure, but it is definitely very different to what I expect. I got there and went, okay, yes, I'm getting that. I'm seeing that. It's not a glamorous city at all.
No.
It's not like compared to Sydney, for example. LA's a real dump. LA's got like lots of literally cracked pavements and like
weeds coming through the cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No maintenance going on over there.
No maintenance. It's really like boarded up shop fronts and it's not.
And even now, I mean, you wouldn't have been before COVID,
this is it.
Right?
Yeah.
Or after COVID, there's like poo on. Sorry to bring poo up again, but there's actual human poo on the streets.
Yes, I've heard it's...
And homeless people everywhere.
Yeah, I've heard it's much worse. Yeah, homeless encampments in certainly Venice Beach, I read, is, got a real homeless problem. And, yeah, I've heard it's much different again since COVID. But the funniest thing I remember is being on this tour and the tour guide saying, now, I want you to have a look at that line of lawn. There's a very clean line where the lawn is suddenly green, and it's a clear line. On one side it's brown and on one side it's green.
Mm.
And he goes, that line is where Beverly Hills starts.
Yes. Where everything's perfect.
Yeah.
And it's literally like Wisteria Lane.
Yeah.
From Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, it's like the council, the different council or whatever. So they literally water up to this line.
Yeah.
And then everything on the other side is not Beverly Hills. And everything on this side is Beverly Hills. And it's clean. And the
perfect.
Gardens are beautiful. The sidewalk's beautifully maintained. Everything's beautiful. And here's Rodeo Drive. And it's just a whole different world.
They actually have the fire hydrants that you see in like the Hollywood movies back in the day.
Yes. And actually, speaking of Rihanna, we went on this tour where the guy showed us exactly where the Chris Brown pulled the car over and assaulted Rihanna. And
as a part of the tour.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's not really something that
No, we went on these creepy tours.
Ringo Starr's house, and that's the moment where.
Yeah, like crime tours and stuff like that. And where the lady, you know, because they don't have front fences a lot in the States. So it was, you know, close to a house where this lady heard a commotion and she went running out of her beautiful big house and saw this terrible fight happening in a car, this man punching a lady, and she called the police, and it was Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Wow.
Beverly Hills, Los Angeles itself looks like a really rough town. Even we stayed at the Roosevelt Hotel, which is a beautiful old classic hotel. It's where the first Oscars were, and out the front is where those stars Walk of Fame are, but it's like really...
That's a stinky area,
rough.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit rough. But, I mean, the Oscars are still held across the street at
the China...
Yeah.
Theater. Chinese man's
theater. Theater,
yeah.
I know what you mean. And it's also, I think it's called the Kodak Theater now or something.
The Kodak Theater.
But what's funny about it is when it's not got the Oscars on, when the Oscars are on, they black out the shops that are, the red carpet is actually walking past just a shopping mall, and they put black curtains in front of it because behind it is just like a Sephora, a chemist. It's just the shopping
center. Not glamorous at all.
No. It's actually not a glamorous city, but Beverly Hills is very glamorous. And it's like that sushi shop that everyone goes to at the moment. I don't know if you've seen this. There's lots of pap shots of people going for sushi. And everyone's favourite sushi place is in a shopping centre, a very suburban.
Like a sushi train.
Almost. Not. I don't know if it's a sushi train, but it's in this really rancid kind of shopping strip.
Yeah.
Really shit. That's LA down to the ground, I think. But this... this place they've gone to for their date is camp. It's one of those places where I used to go as a teenager for a while, Colour Me Mine Studio, where they have these like things made out of ceramics. There's like shelves and shelves and shelves of like little ornaments.
And like pottery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you choose them. They're already made.
Yeah.
And you choose them and then you sit down at a little table and you paint them.
I think I've seen something like this in Byron Bay before.
It sounds like the new Byron Bay, yeah. And you sit down and you paint them, and then they chuck them in the
oven
kiln.
The kiln. Yeah, and then it comes out and it's all painted and
You go back tomorrow and you
pick it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And Plaster Funhouse.
Yeah.
Did you ever remember?
I can't remember.
Plaster Funhouse.
We had one in Toowoomba when I was a teenager. I had a girlfriend who was really into it, and occasionally I'd go with her. And she was Italian, and so, you know, Italians classically love
ceramics,
these ornaments around the house. So her and her mum and her two sisters would go flat out, and their house was full of like these
Jesus
huge. Oh no, they went past Jesus many years before that. But by this stage, they had these huge ceramic horses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so
like
right into it.
Horses and statues of David and shit and like big vases. Oh. And so they'd be in there for hours sanding these huge precious sculptures and painting them with, and then putting decals. They're called decals, these stickers of flowers and shit on them. And yeah, putting them in the kiln and going back the next day to get their house was full of this stuff. And sometimes as a treat, they would take us, Danny was her name, and they'd take her friends. We'd get to go with them, with their sisters. So who would have thunk Rihanna and ASAP Rocky? Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I wonder if ASAP ever says, can I bring some of my friends, Rihanna, to Colour Me Mine and let them just pick out some ceramics that they might want to...
Is this when you get to that level of celebrity and you're that rich, you're that bored that you're looking for anything to do? Because you've got a lot of time on your hands, I'm guessing.
This is what I'm saying. Like, we've put a lot of shit on LA, but I'd like to think there are... Have Rihanna and ASAP done everything? Have they really done everything in LA? And I know they're young parents, they're tired... She's probably got a feed she's got to get back to.
But don't you do weird shit sometimes? And this is not weird, but we went to a vegan restaurant the other day.
You two did?
Yulia and I just went to a vegan. We're not vegan.
That is weird.
Is that weird?
What'd you eat?
Tofu.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it was a beautiful soup. Mm. But don't you just do things like we were in Newtown, walked past it, it smelt good. So we went, let's just give it a go. And we both laughed. We're like, we're not vegan. And then everyone around us looked really tired.
Yeah.
But we just thought we'd give it a go.
I guess.
Don't you do things like that sometimes?
No, I don't have time.
To do weird things?
No.
That's weird going into a vegan restaurant, but we're not vegan. So it is. I find it
really weird.
We did that?
Yeah. Like, I would find that
should
weird.
Should I not be there?
No.
Is that a part of a club that I shouldn't have entered?
I'm just saying, if I walked into a restaurant and realised it was vegan, I would walk out.
You would walk out?
Yeah. I'd go, sorry.
I like protein.
Sorry. Didn't realise. All the best. And I'd leave.
Because of judgment that you receive in there if you ask for meat?
I don't want to. I want to eat meat. I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all the best to everyone, but I don't want to be here. Mm. I don't want to try your food.
It's not bad. It's not. I don't know what the meat was made out of.
Oh, it's not. Oh.
But not bad.
No, I don't.
I'm not doing it again, but not bad.
Yeah.
But an experience that I had in a city that I live in.
Yeah.
That could be like this. They're like, fuck, let's just give this a go.
If I was going out with my sister-in-law, Kel, she's vegan, I'd happily go to a vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
If I had a purpose, happy to. But if I was
don't you do things like that here in Melbourne where you go to a place and you just go, I wouldn't normally do this, but I'm just going to give this a go. I'm going to go and do some ceramics. I'm going to go and do I'm going to learn how to make a duck out of wood. I don't know. Like that.
Make a duck out of wood.
Don't you do things like that?
No.
Sounds nice.
It sounds kind of nice. I'm a really busy person, and you know, again, I think maybe it's I got kids and I'm really busy. That's what fascinates me about these guys. They got little kids, and I feel like this is obviously a break. This is a date. These are young parents. Mm. Someone's got their kids, and they've just gone, we got to get out of this house.
Yes.
We got to go.
And anything is fun.
Yeah, we got to get some brain space. You know, when you've got little babies, they have two babies now, these two. One's a newborn, and I think the other one can only be, I don't know, a couple of years old. So you need the brain space. You need fresh air. You need to get away from babies.
Could they be fighting a lot? I'm just giving a scenario here. Could they be fighting a lot? So they've come up with the idea of what we need to do is we need to go somewhere where we've got something else to focus on and just talk slowly about what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, maybe. Somewhere quiet. It's definitely very quiet.
I'm just trying to work out what's happened.
Definitely no booze.
Yeah.
There's no you're focused. You're right.
You're
focused on a very delicate little process.
They're going through a tough time with young kids.
Yeah, maybe. You're right.
We're fighting a lot.
Yeah.
We're angry at each other.
Yeah.
We need something calm.
Yeah. I'd hate to think they're fighting, but
they probably are. At that age, aren't you? Isn't that what
you're
all
so
parents
tired.
Are doing? They're just like, fuck, mate, can you empty the bin? So I forgot. Sorry.
Tired.
Mate, get you. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so tired. You're probably right, actually. It probably is just a really sweet, relaxing little process. You know, no one gives a fuck about the ornament that you're painting. I don't care if it explodes in the kiln. Who cares? But it's just the process. We're just going to go through this little
fight.
Process. Yeah.
We go to the pub.
Oh, God,
and talk it out. You've had two beers and then you tell me the truth.
You're
so
tired. You have two beers. Someone's not coming back. You know? But you're at this sweet little place and there's kids and there's a nice lady with an apron.
You can't fight. It's like being in a cafe for a breakup.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what was going on.
I never thought of it that way.
I don't know.
Hey, great news. There is a...
We're going to do one tonight, are we?
There is a Colour Me Mine in Melbourne.
All right.
You'll be happy to know. And and they make the point that it's not too late to get in there and make something for Mother's Day.
It's around this time.
We're not too late to get in there and make something for next Mother's Day. Colour Me Mine, the good people at Colour Me Mine. Oh, they can also make Passover pottery. Mate, they got everything covered in this joint. They got gift cards. You can, if you're fighting, look, if you're fighting with someone, if you need a peaceful space,
yeah.
This is me talking. This is not on their website, but they should put it on there. Take a leaf out of Rihanna and ASAP Rocky's book and just get in there, just pick a little ornament off a shelf and quietly paint it and sit with the person you've got a real fucking problem with. And talk it out.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Secrets and sparkles.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a secret and you want to share it, we are running a little light, so we would love it if you could share it with us. Just go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page.
Please do.
Having a big tea there, mate.
Oh, I've got a big-ass mug of tea here.
It's a big-ass mug of tea.
Yeah, me Western Bulldogs mug. Go the doggies.
Give us a sip into the mic.
It's still hot.
Give us a
very
bit.
Hot. Very Matthew hot. Makes a very hot tea. Ready?
Why don't you both sip into the mic so everyone... Oh, wow.
You were talking about how you want to break into the ASMR market.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, give us some ASMR now before we get into the secrets. Tapping on the glass.
Some tea. Just, yeah, we've got to do that.
No microphones. Oh, I feel like that's the end of my cock that you're playing with.
Hey?
You're not meant to actually say that.
That's, sorry.
That goes unspoken.
Right, but is that what it's supposed to feel like?
I
right.
think so, yeah. That's me sipping tea out of the end of your cock.
Okay, wow. All right. Okay. Here we go. Imagine if you were given a BJ and making that noise.
That would mean you were ill. You were very, very ill, I would think.
All right. Okay.
Shit.
That took a turn. Here we go.
I apologise, everyone.
This is our first secret.
So my secret is short and sweet. I have been talking to a married man, and I am feeling quite guilty about it, but I also am going to meet up with him next Wednesday. Does this mean that I am morally fucked?
No, because what are you going to do when you meet with him? Who cares? You can meet with a married man, can't you?
I love it. I love it. I've been talking to a married man. I'm
What's wrong with that?
Guilty, but I am going to meet up with him. Does this mean I'm morally fucked? A, you're already planning to meet up with him and you're obviously planning to have sex with him, I would say.
So just don't do that bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Do the meeting without the sex.
Yeah.
And then there's not a drama in the world, is there?
No.
So you can meet with married men. That's not a problem.
No, they're even allowed to talk.
So you're allowed to talk to them. Yeah, you can actually chat with them. You can do everything. But you just can't fuck them.
No.
Well, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can fuck them.
Yeah, you can.
But if you're worried about it, just don't fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you haven't got a care in the world if you're not worried about it. You can either here are your two options. Either fuck him
or don't.
And don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Or keep worrying about it and then don't fuck him. They're your options as I see them. But I think you're going to fuck him.
and worry about it.
That's my sense.
Yeah.
And you're going to worry about it.
So don't do it.
Or do it.
No, because the guilt.
You've
got to live with it for years.
I don't think she's really guilty. Otherwise, why is she saying all this and she hasn't even done it yet? If you were really guilty, you wouldn't do it.
That's true.
No. Yep.
Like, this is just kind of like, oh, I'm not really a bad person because I feel guilty. Like, I've got a moral problem. Do you? Because you haven't actually done it yet. So if it's such a moral problem, you wouldn't do it.
Tell me, is it when a married man approaches someone, yeah, like, you know that they're married, and then they approach, what is the, like, what goes on there from your side? Are you thinking, well, he's fucked? Or are you thinking, well, okay, so he's interested in me still and he's married, so he's willing to risk his marriage for me? Like, what's the thinking there?
Is it hot?
Is it hot? Is it attractive?
I don't look into it that deeply. I'm sure I've said this before. When I was younger, I used to be very black and white about it. He's an asshole. What an asshole. He's an asshole. And that's it.
Sure.
Whereas now I think, look, relationships are complicated. I don't know. I don't know this. I don't know this guy. I don't know his story. Don't know the story of his marriage. I don't know. No judgment. All I can do is take this at face value, take every moment at face value, and I don't concern myself with things I don't know. So I don't beat myself up about it either. So if I just meet a person, take it from there, and I don't concern myself with the other relationships they have in their life, basically. So I'm not trying to seduce a married person ever, or, you know, I don't think you can anyway. I don't think you can convince a married person to have an affair if they don't want to, or to have extramarital sex if they don't want to. I don't think that's possible. But let's say...
You don't think that's possible?
No, I don't think you can convince a married person to have sex with you if they don't want to.
But I'm sure that there could be someone at work that you could flirt with over a period of time, and then all of a sudden that married person gets feelings for the... That could happen, couldn't it?
No.
That can happen.
You can't make them.
No, you can't make them, but you could definitely send out signals over a period of time that spark some thoughts.
Sure.
That maybe they haven't thought before.
Sure. But that's two people, you know, that's two people contributing to a situation. I can't make a married person have sex with me if they don't want to. Mm. You can't make a person cheat on their partner if they don't want to. You can't. Can't happen. If I went out tonight and met a person and there was chemistry, I wouldn't stop to ask, are you married? How's your marriage? What's the situation? Like, I'm not getting into all of that.
What if you look down and you saw a ring on their finger and that chemistry's pumping along through the night and you're thinking...
I still wouldn't ask.
So you now know that he's married.
Yeah.
Right? Or she's married, or like, whatever.
Yeah.
We're going with guys, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I still wouldn't ask.
You wouldn't ask?
No.
You just go, okay, I know he's married and...
Well, he might be, who knows, might be widowed, might be anything. I don't know. But I wouldn't ask personally. I wouldn't ask. Maybe something would happen tonight and I never saw them again.
Yeah.
Maybe we just would end up having a great conversation tonight and I never saw him again.
Yeah.
Maybe he would track me down in my Insta DMs a month from now and something would happen and at some point we'd have a conversation about...
Because it's their fault.
It's his life.
It's their problem,
it's
right?
It's their life.
Yeah, that's a you problem.
Yeah.
That's not a you... That's not a... That's the bloke's problem.
Yeah.
Not your problem.
Nothing to do with me.
So, yeah. It would be tough if you were married...
And yeah, then that's
out there
my problem.
Picking up on men.
Yeah, that would be my problem.
That's your problem.
Yeah, that would be my issue.
You have to deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And similarly, I'm not looking for married men. I'm not on the, you know, Ashley Madison website looking for married men. Either.
Ashley Madison, is Remember that still that? A thing?
I don't know.
I think Sammy Lucas signed me up for that one as a joke. I was single at the time and she put me on Ashley Madison, a dating website.
For married ladies.
For married.
She's pimping you out for married ladies.
Yeah.
It's still a thing. I wonder how anyone trusts it ever since what happened.
Oh, that's right. They had a data
leak.
That's right.
And my details are on there.
I remembered it was in the news for something and I couldn't remember what for. That's right. Yeah.
All right. How do you file that one?
Oh, gosh. I think it's funny because I just don't think you are feeling bad. I've got to go back and have a look at my files.
So just do it.
Just do it, girl.
Just Nike it.
It's fine. Yeah.
Just Nike
it. I love that. I'm going to put that. That's a new one. Just Nike it.
Just do it, guys.
Yeah, just do it. Feel the fear and do it anyway, girl.
What's going to happen? What's the worst that can happen?
Oh, mate, don't go there. There's plenty. There's lots of terrible things that can happen.
She gets called a homewrecker.
No, look, you know, some mad woman shows up at your workplace one day and
wanted to stab you. Yeah, okay. No, well, it can get pretty bad.
Things that can happen.
All right, let's get into the next secret.
My secret is that I am terminally ill and I get weed from a few of my workers that care for me each day. We get to know one another really well and they're very practical, as you would imagine, and they understand that it helps me. So one of them gets her teenage son to get me some when he gets his own. And then there's another whose partner does it. It would probably break heaps of their ethical rules. And I don't care because I need it for pain management, and they don't care because they're practical and kind people.
Like in America, everyone's just using marijuana now.
Yeah. Legal.
It's legal. And
not a drama.
No, and everyone's using it in lots of different ways, like, you know, edible gummies and all this kind of thing. They go in the dispensary. And
it's crazy to see how quickly it happened. The second, yes. Like, after a few years of it becoming legal, you just hear everyone talking about
it. Was it just the other day it was legalized in Germany, I think?
I don't know.
There was a country I saw online that was like the moment that it was legalized and everyone was outside. It was midnight, you know, and so everyone just lit up outside. It was,
how fun. I hope that happens here.
I know. Why isn't it happening here?
Australia's, because we're a nanny state here.
Australia is such a funny country.
We can't walk out in the street with a drink in our hand.
I know, right?
Which, if you're in London.
Yeah.
At all, you know, in the summer when all the pubs are, you know, and people are on the streets and then they're going from pub to pub with a beer in their hand.
Well, look, but we do in Australia. This is what's stupid.
Oh, we do it.
This is what I mean. This is what's so silly here, right? We're supposedly a nanny state and yet we're loose gooses, right?
Yeah, the people are loose gooses.
Right.
And maybe that's why it's a nanny state, because we're a bunch of loose units.
Right.
And we need to be reined in.
We famously have huge drug consumption in Australia. Yeah. We're massive drug takers in Australia, and yet our drug laws are really tight. Was it Germany?
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, and this is a classic case, this lovely, beautiful woman who, and this is not the first time I've heard of this happening, you know, marijuana is a proven painkiller, and it's proven to be really helpful to people with a lot of chronic illnesses and terminal illnesses. And so people are breaking the law to give this beautiful lady some pot. She's terminally ill.
I wonder if they were caught by the police and they explained their scenario.
Yeah.
Whether the police would just go, this is ridiculous. Let's turn a blind eye to that, because that I can't imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a scenario like this, that the police would be assholes, especially when it's being legalized in so many countries.
The thing that would worry me.
Do you think, or they have to do it?
No, I agree with you. There'd be a lot of discretion available
if someone is
to a policeman.
Terminally ill.
The thing that would concern me more is if they were caught by whoever they work for, because they're caregivers. They're being sent to,
and they can get fined.
They could be sacked. I mean, you know, unfortunately, whomever they work for is, you know, licensed care providers.
Of course.
So that would be the thing that everyone involved would be more worried about.
Yeah.
Would be that they could lose their jobs if, you know, anyone found out.
Of course, yeah.
That sucks.
We'll just keep it on the DL, guys.
I'm sure they are. And, you know, God bless them, and bless carers everywhere. And, but it's just ridiculous that they can't
legalize it.
Legalize it. And even if it's just for people who are ill, I'll cop that. Absolutely. You know, even if it's just for people in this situation, if they could go to a chemist, go to a dispensary with a prescription and say, I have, you know, this illness, and it's been proven to be helpful for people with MS, people with all sorts of illnesses, and get some little gummies or be able to smoke it, or tinctures.
I say we get to the point where it's like Amsterdam, where you walk into a cafe and there's a ball, like a menu of any joint that you want.
Yeah.
And you can blow your head off if you feel like it.
I know.
Let's get to that stage.
I know. I don't understand why, because we can certainly drink ourselves to death in this country.
Which is worse.
Yeah. So thank you so much for leaving that secret.
How do you file it?
Be careful.
Mm.
But she knows that, and also to the carers. And yes, I know that Australia would definitely vote for legalisation of cannabis if we had the opportunity.
Do you think it's far away? I mean, if you've got people like, you know, places like Germany and the States doing it, we're probably going to follow suit.
Is it on the radar? I don't know. I don't know that anyone's...
Well, I'm sure housing is probably a bigger issue right now.
That's what I mean. I don't even know that it's on the radar. I haven't heard about it in a long time, so...
Imagine that. Housing and weed.
Like, yeah, you win. Cheaper housing and weed. Yeah, you win.
All right, let's get into our next secret.
I recently had a falling out with a best friend of about 9 years. The main reason for the fallout was because she, prior to us falling out, was having some trouble with her husband, and he wasn't being very nice to her. And I was privy to some information that her husband had divulged to me in regards to finances and some of the things that he was getting up to. And so I told her everything that he had told me and that I knew to be true. And she took it out on me and blamed me and accused me of lying about the whole thing. And he forbid her to have anything to do with me. And now they're back together and she hates me. And I, she still doesn't believe that it's all true, which it actually is, because I've seen evidence to prove of the proof. It's really quite sad, actually, but my secret is that I actually just am glad that she's out of my life, because she's toxic and everything that ever went on with her was always filled with drama.
Yeah, gosh, this is the problem with one of the many problems with people in abusive relationships is that you just oftentimes you can't, you know, you want to help, you think you can help, and then you end up being rejected, you know, because they're sort of caught in this cycle where when their abuse cycle begins again, they reject everyone who knows what's going on.
I've had this happen to me.
Yeah.
Where I've helped someone and then basically I'm the bad person.
Yeah, they have to reject everyone who knows what's going
on. Why is that?
Because they're ashamed. They, in order for them to sort of be able to live back in the relationship, they have to cut out everyone who knows what's going on. Everyone who, you know, as part of isolating a person in an abusive relationship, you have to cut everyone else out, and especially people who are going to encourage you to leave that relationship. The abuser has to get rid of those people. So... yeah.
Well, the abuser has to get rid of those people.
Yeah.
In my situation, the person that I was protecting got rid of me.
Yeah, but because the abuser is pulling those strings.
Interesting.
You know, and also this is why a lot of times...
What's actually interesting now and where it's at now is that this person is showing me photos of how good it is now.
Yeah.
And I'm like... okay, which I'm glad, I guess,
yeah.
But because I know that it's not.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're proving to me that everything's back and we're all good.
Yeah.
But I know that it was really bad.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. This is why also a lot of times people don't tell anyone about their relationship's abusive, because it's embarrassing and they don't want anyone else to know what's really going on. And and you know that once you tell someone, they know forever. There's no stepping it back, so that you can't ever change your mind. You can't ever change your mind about leaving the relationship, or, you know, because it's so cyclical, the good and the bad times, and you're always chasing the good times again, and you forgive your abusive partner all the time. So,
well, there's kids involved.
Yeah. So once you tell someone else,
family, you're trying to protect your family, right?
And it's easy. It's so much easier for other people outside the relationship to say, just leave. Come on, I'll help you. I'll help you.
Yeah, which is what I was doing.
Of course. And
to be honest with you, I wasn't actually saying I will help you. What I was saying is my advice would be that I think the best thing is to leave.
Yeah.
That was it. I left it at that. I'm not an expert, but from what I was hearing, I was like, well, it makes complete sense to me that what you're dealing with right now is not normal.
Yeah.
So understand that, and then... this person was saying to me, every friend of mine is saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah. So, you know, then as I say, it's embarrassing. You're ashamed. And so you don't want to, after that, you want to say, oh, no, it's okay. Everything's really good now. We fixed it. Because you don't want to admit, no, I'm just still here. I'm just still here for whatever reason. I can't quite bring myself to leave. I can't quite do it yet. When everyone's saying to you, just what are you doing? Just fucking get out of there.
Hmm.
you can't explain why you can't, so you just say, oh, no, it's because he's changed. He's doing all the things I've asked him to do. It's better now because it's too embarrassing to admit that it's not. Hopefully, and a lot of the times, people do get it together and they do leave eventually and they just need more time. And, you know, you will get to have the real conversation one day. You just have to be patient. And in this case, this lady's saying, oh, look, I'm over it anyway, which is fair enough too. It's absolutely fair enough to, you know, create boundaries for yourself and say, okay, I'm out then. I'm out of this friendship. It's just I can't do it anymore.
Deal with all this stuff.
And that is absolutely fair enough. But, you know, sometimes if you wait, that person will come back to you and say, I'm sorry.
It was a shitty time.
It was a shitty time. I just wasn't ready yet. I just couldn't do it yet. But I did it and I'm here. When it comes to other people's...
How great is that moment as well?
Yeah.
Like, not great, but like when you do rekindle and you can have that true, honest conversation.
Because
this is really what was going on.
Yeah, when it really happens, you know. You can see it in another person. When they've really made the break, it's obvious. They've really made the break. When they've really kicked that person out or they've really moved out and got their own place and got their own life and really made the break, it's
And then the first trapping starts happening on Instagram, you know, like where you see all of their like hot photos start to come out and you're like, all right, we are on here.
You can see it. Because also Cheryl's, you know, got her own place.
Fucking oath.
She's back at uni or she's got the job. Or
she's got a disco ball up above the bed, you know, like she's ready for...
You can see it.
A good time.
You can see when that real change has happened,
All right. did you get a real image of Cheryl then?
I fucking did. I loved it.
Oh.
I was like, go girl.
Yeah.
I love that.
Where does she work? She works at the Maya in the perfume section, doesn't
she?
Oh,
nice.
Good on you, girl. Get out there.
Yeah.
If you've got a secret and you want to share it, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. We will see you next Thursday.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.